All right, guys, 1, 2, 3, here we go. Can I get a little motivation, a little energy? I want you to be excited with me. This is Juan Santos over at Counselor's Journey, and we are going to dive into another episode all about teaching you mental health professionals how to A, start, B, grow, C, scale a six-figure SEO. I was wondering how to start today's episode. So obviously, you know, it's about SEO, which is, it's important, right? SEO is like, it could be compared to EMDR. No, I'm just kidding. Maybe to CBT. Again, just kidding. But, you know, in some ways, right, like for us in the counseling space, building our business, so much of it is online. I mean, especially, you know, through the COVID phase, everything went online. And because of that, you know, you have to have your game on point when it came to SEO. I was talking to a buddy of mine who does marketing, and his business skyrocketed. I mean, just so many people were reaching out saying, help, help, you know, we need you, because so many people right when COVID hit weren't ready for that drastic change. Like, you know, they were touching, you know, touching on the waters of SEO, doing some online work, but not to the degree of COVID hit and it's, hey, you got to go 100% online, right? So I was like, how do I start today's episode? I know that our focus is going to be on SEO, and I thought it'd be neat to start with that big SEO. So first point is, you know, the educational point, search engine optimization. Now, you may be thinking, you know, good Juan, you know what it stands for. but right, let's break it down a bit. There's many definitions to it. As far as how people look at it, I think that one of the ones that really stuck with me is SEO is not a one-stop shop. SEO is a consistent, ongoing process that you are engaged in, and this ongoing process, it's very similar to like living a healthy life. It's not just one thing. You know, living a healthy life is not just drink water. It's not just do some push-ups. It's not just go to therapy, right? Living a healthy life, it's so many elements that connect to this giant puzzle. And we don't just do them one time, right? We don't just hit it and go, I'm done. Reach my level, my optimal level. Hello, world, if you will. So SEO is very similar to that. SEO, you've got this platform that tells you, hey, this is going to be ongoing. This is not a one-stop shop. You know, this is until you decide to stop running your business. So then you go, all right, I got you. I understand that. And then, you know, they hit you with the other one. They say, okay, now here's the key points. You know, SEO is your key words. SEO is the linking that you're using, your inside, your outside links. It's such as your backlinks, your internal links. It's your content that you're creating. It's the maybe the local points that you're hitting. As far as if you live in, like me, I live in Greensboro. So it's making sure I type Greensboro whenever I'm writing content. SEO is the performance on your website too. You know, like if your website is not optimized to support iPads or tablets, phones, right? So it's all of those points. And it's important for us to really acknowledge that, to really think, okay, I know that with SEO, I got to be consistent until I decide to retire or sell my business, whatever that phase is. And here's all the domains to it. So right off the bat, it's important to know that. What I'm going to do today is I want today to be action oriented. That way you're able to say, okay, I have an idea, because you don't need to know every single thing about SEO, right? Just like you do not need to know every single thing about living a healthy life. I mean, really think about that. You do not need to know every single thing about living a healthy life. Like simply knowing it's important to drink water, right? It's important to engage in movement. It's important not to bottle up your feelings. It's important to have a healthy support system, right? I haven't even shared 10 things that connect to living a healthy life. There could be thousands that can come out of my mouth. But those right there can be sufficient for someone to say, I'm going to do those. And they're going to get me very far. And they will get that person very far. So the same thing's here. Don't get lost in that rabbit hole where you need to know everything before you start getting your feet wet. you can dive in, and let's dive in together. So here's the first point that I want you to look at when it comes to SEO. Ensuring that you're going to be consistent. You got to be consistent, my friends. Pick a time. Pick a schedule. I get life gets in the way. I am no expert in this one. Life will get in the way. If things are happening, I am going to prioritize my children. I am going to prioritize my family. Right? Because I know that whenever I am taking my last breath of life, it's not going to be, I should have wrote that paper, or I should have, you know, wrote another blog post. It's going to be, I'm thankful that when my kid had a baseball game, I went to that baseball game. Right? But that's my journey. I want you to think about yours. Overall, what I'm sharing here is try your best. Try to be consistent with the schedule that you set up. Next point that I want you to look at when it comes to your SEO is your title. So you got your, and we did an episode on this for season 3, so I want you to go back to it. You've got your title, and your title is going to have a certain number of characters. Try to ensure that it stays under 70. I want you to look at your content. This is the information that you're writing, right? So if the title is 50 ways to address conflict in your relationship, that's under 70 characters. And then below that, you get your header 1. So it's important to have that. Every post page has to have a header 1. That's the biggest header, right? It's just like a large wording, a large font. So that one could be the ways to resolve conflict in your relationship, or, you know, whatever wording you want. But that's just an example of one. And then below that, you're going to have content. That's the wording. This ranges. Some people out there, experts, will say, hey, try to stick to that really nice 500 range. Some will say, hey, try to really get it to like 1,000 or 2,000. I think one of the most important elements that I've learned is relevance. Make sure that what you're writing is relevant. It's easy to read and understand. Make sure that your grammar is as best as you can make it. I get we're not perfect. Just shoot for something that can be constructive. And I have seen just through, I've been blogging, especially with mine since 2014, right when I opened my practice. And I have noticed, whether it's with my blog or when doing consulting, that if you are able to, from time to time, stick to, yes, minimum 500 words, and every so often throw in a big, massive one where it's like 2,000-3,000 plus words, that's going to put so much content out there, it's going to drive it right back to you. When you have your content, you got your header one that we talked about. Above that, you got your title, right? And then below that, your header one, you've got your header two, which could be a breakdown, and then your header three. And then for those, just think about school, right? School, your header one could be ways couples connect. Header two, right? It's a smaller version of that. It could be ways to connect at home with your partner. And then little, you know, wording that goes in there. And the next header could be why couples struggle to connect. And then all of that's underneath the big header, which talks about connection and the relationship. Next thing that we want to look at when it comes to your SEO is ensuring that you have some kind of tool to identify analytics. This is going to help you to know what to do more of and what to do less of. A simple one is Google Analytics. That plugs in. It's a plugin you can put on many websites. So I encourage you to utilize that. Next place where you can continue to work on SEO is focusing on what your competitors are doing. So this is not taking things from other people. This is you getting on Google and you're in your town. And if you're in your town and your town's called XYZ, you Google counselors that support with blank, and whatever blank is the one that you want to support with in XYZ. And then see what comes up. And you're going to notice counselors come up in your area. Now from here, click on the ones you want to click on. I encourage you to click on the ones on the first page and just see what they're doing. You know, learn. See how they're supporting others. Maybe on their site you notice they have some videos and they got like 4,000 words. Like they're really hitting it hard. Right? So then that gives you an idea. It lets you know that, okay, this person is working their butt off. Right? They are checking the boxes to rank effectively. And then go back to yours and see the relationship there. That's going to give you a strong idea of what to do differently. In addition, it'll share with you what keywords to focus on. You may land on that person's website, and then you may notice that they use child therapy as a consistent keyword. And then you go to yours, and you're like, huh, I'm using child counselor. So then from there, you could do a level two research. And it's where you just get on Google. On Google, you would put child therapy in your town and compare that to child counselors in your town, and then see which one provided more relevant information. And the one that provides more relevant information tells you that in your town, that term, whether it's counselor or therapist, is the one that's being utilized. That trick was taught to me by somebody else. I can't remember. But they shared. They said, you know, a lot of times you really got to think about that variable. Are they typing in counselor, therapist, psychiatrist, psychologist, social worker? What are they typing in their coach? And then in my mind, I was thinking, you know, back then, well, counselor, because I'm a counselor. And they're like, I get that you're a counselor, but the rest of the world may not see you in that way. And what was interesting, I think, and I can't remember exactly, I think during that time, it was psychologists, which really gave me a big wall barrier, because I was like, I'm not a psychologist. And they were like, yeah, it's interesting. It's just, you know, I see that term being used a lot. So just kind of think about that and think how it applies to your area and what you can do in that space. Again, this whole SEO thing, right? You're learning. And as you're learning, it gives you direction. So the next point to look at when it comes to SEO is finding the right keywords. And we talked about that a little bit, but let's go a little bit deeper. One tool that it's really effective and it's not used as often as it should be is just Google. When you get on there, I want you to try to come up with a bunch of different statements that people would search when searching for you as their counselor. And some of them, you know, and I'll do some here with you that are very common ones that are utilized pretty much everywhere. Counselors near me, therapists near me, psychologists near me, child psychologists near me, counselors for divorce, counselors for marriage, relationship counselor, play therapist near me, counselor that does EMDR, right? All of those are ideas. So then what you would do, and I'm going to just pretend I'm doing it with you, I would write that into the Google box. I would put relationship counselor near me, and then I would see what comes up. And then I would try to write down that information so that I have it in front of me. And then I would see how that information is relevant to what I'm doing in my space. And it's going to tell me something. It's going to tell me, yes, I'm writing effectively, or no, I'm missing the mark. So that's where you can start really developing that expertise that comes into, you know, quote unquote, what does it mean when someone's saying the right keywords? Because I'll share with you, I was certainly lost when people would talk about that. I was like, the right keywords, what does that mean? I don't know. Next point I want you to look at is just make sure that there's nothing going on with your website that would slow it down. Does it load fast enough? If it loads too slow, people are going to bounce. And that's an interesting one there too, because maybe you do this. Do you ever get on your phone and maybe you're looking at social media or you're doing something on the phone, and if it loads too slow, do you wait or do you leave? and maybe you leave. I caught myself doing this. So then I thought to myself, and I brought this up with one of our team members that does some marketing work, and we kind of got into the conversation. We were like, you know what? How many people do that? How many people search for a counselor in their area, and the page loads so slow that they just leave it and go search for another one? So that's something to think about, and that's something you could fix. Next thing that can help with SEO, you know, really giving a nice boost, is ensuring that there's quality content on there. We talked about the wording, but now let's go into like the image, the clarity of the website. Those things are important. Making sure that there's no broken links. Now remember, a broken link is very simple. It's where somebody gets on your website and then they have like a big number on there, 404. It could be a broken link, or it just says the page is not working. But overall, they get on the page, it doesn't work. That is going to hurt your SEO, which again, just makes it less effective, makes it harder for people to find you. And then you're kind of spinning your wheels, which never feels good. Now, next point to look at when it comes to SEO is ensuring that you've got directories connected to you. So directories connected to you would be if you use like Good Therapy, Some of those out there that we as mental health professionals use, just picking the ones that you feel are a good fit for you. Having those connect to yours, that's going to increase your relevance and support with the search engine optimization. Ensuring that wherever you have your key directories like Bing or Google or Yahoo, Yelp, wherever those are, that the information on there is accurate. You know, it says that you're open when you're open and you're closed when you're closed. It has the right phone number. It's got the right directions. Not having that information can really hurt because, again, if this is the online space and you've got your website and it says that you're closed, but then in another place it says that you're open, that misinformation can lead to challenges. So something I want you to think about, just ensuring that the structure of your business, when you open, your address, your phone number, your email, whatever information you have on the online space on your website is also consistent with the directories. Now, once more, I shared with you, there are so many domains that go into living a healthy life. There are so many domains that go into SEO. We do not need to know every single one in this episode. That would be exhausting. We just need to know some. And just a few that we've shared here, if you hone in, if you do it consistently, you'll start to see that fruit grow and grow into a nice, I like peaches, so I'm going to say peach tree. And, you know, I don't know if you knew this, I have a peach tree in my yard. And this is like a side note, it just kind of, it's funny and it annoys me. So every year, my peach tree comes out looking beautiful. All my peaches are little babies and they're growing and I'm excited about it. And the squirrels in North Carolina, I'll tell you. And I'm in Greensboro, North Carolina. So, you know, our squirrels, they are just, they're rough. You know, they go out there and they take all my peaches. And I had this one year, this is really funny, where I was like protecting this one peach. And it was hanging. And I would go out there and water it. I don't like to put too many pesticides. So I would just really be, you know, just diligent. Just do my due diligence. And I got the peach to grow to like it's almost its full size that I was ready to pick it. I was going to pick it the next day. Right? The next day I was going to get it. I was so excited about it. My kids were excited too. And we had the plan. We were like, okay, we're going to get it. We're going to make sure we split it. You know, I get some. My wife gets some. My son and my daughter. We're all going to get some of this peach. And the squirrel thing was under control because I was doing this for months, right? So for a good while, I was going out there consistently watering it and just kind of making sure that there's no limbs that the squirrel could hang on. Because, you know, I've had squirrel issues for a while, so I'm somewhat of a squirrel expert, if you will, when it comes to the branches they can hang on. And you're probably laughing, but this is legit. So I had this one branch where the peach was growing, and the branch was... It was limber, and it wasn't strong enough to hold the weight of the squirrel. So I knew that the squirrel wouldn't be able to get it. And, you know, day after day, I would see different squirrels, but none of them would be able to get to that one limb. So we were golden. My kids would see it. My kids were like, yeah, you know, we got this. The key thing is I would just have to go out there and make sure I watered. Something about the watering kind of, I guess, over time gave them a pattern of don't go over there. So next day we get up. We're excited. I'm going outside. Where's my peach? Oh my goodness, my peach is gone. But not just that. This is what really irritated me, right? My peach was not entirely gone. I look on the ground, and he only took a few bites. Or I'm not sure, you know, but I'm going to say he for now. He, Mr. Squirrel, just took a few bites. And that really frustrated me because I'm like, all right, if you're gonna take my peach... And he was probably watching me the entire summer, right? Studying me and studying like my mythology of when to water. So then he goes and he's just effing with me. That's my conclusion. Because any other squirrel would have ate the entire delicious peach. But he decided just to take a few bites and then to leave it. And I looked around and I couldn't find him, but I knew that he was watching. Like you know this feeling. Where you're going out somewhere and you know that someone's watching you, but you're not gonna, you know, you can't find exactly where they're at watching you, but you know that you're being watched. That's the feeling that I had. So my spider senses were going off. All right, that was not a good day. Thank goodness that a farmer's market is right near us. So I went over there and got some peaches. But I want to leave you with that. I want to leave you with a story that, you know, maybe it brings something into your life. Maybe now you know that I know a little bit about squirrels and the way that they maneuver and that I like peaches, and that was a rough day for me. Thank you for being here with me on this podcast. Thank you for listening, for growing with me, for getting to know me, for growing your business, for growing your practice, for pushing yourself each and every episode that we go through. I hope that you are enjoying our time together. I want to ask for kindness when it comes to these podcasts. The key way to grow it is to build those reviews. My goal is to have as many mental health professionals across the U.S., international, to listen so that they can have this supportive, fun, you know, environment that we're creating here. I'd love if you would share a review. Share with me what you're learning. You know, I am learning blah, 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 or here's one really cool thing that I learned from or I got from one of the episodes. Sending you love. Be safe. Continue to live your best life, my friends. As you head out today, guys, I want you to give yourself a big old hug, a big old high five, because listen, you're doing it. You're taking time out of your day to build your six-figure private practice. You are tapping into ambition. You're tapping into curiosity, and you're doing it here together. We're holding hands. We're walking on this journey, a private practice journey. Before you head off, do me a kindness. Leave me a review. Let me know what you think about this episode. Let me know which episode really stuck out to you. Which one made you go, yes, I need to start doing a little bit more of that. Or yes, I am doing that, and I'm proud of myself for doing that. I am seeing amazing changes. Thanks again for listening, and I look forward to growing together on our journey.